A $1 million land deal will conserve 1,200 acres of forest land in Wisconsin's North Woods. For one family, it's been a decades-long quest. It's Monday, August 17th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, the first poll of the Wisconsin governor's race since the primary ended is out. We've got the results. And former Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is out with a new book. In a new interview, he says Wisconsin can be a national model for Democrats.
So this looks like a Democratic wave year.
Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at wpr.org/travel.
More than 1,200 acres of forest land in northern Wisconsin will be protected from future development. As Daniel Kading reports, the National Resources Board approved the nearly $1 million conservation easement in Vilas County on Thursday.
Michael Eline says the property has been in his family for more than 70 years. The 90-year-old Cedarburg resident says his parents were staunch conservationists.
I told them that when they were still alive, that I would save that land, because I did not want to see it subdivided as many of the up north tourists have had happen to them.
And he's made good on his promise. He worked with friends and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to secure a $600,000 federal forest legacy grant, along with roughly $300,000 from the now-expired Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The family will still own the land, but it will be open to the public for fishing, hunting, and other uses. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mourners gathered in a Madison church on Friday to remember a man who was fatally shot by a city police officer last month. Corey Ruiz was a 38-year-old black man. His mother, Elsa Ruiz, was among those who spoke at his funeral service. She described how her son loved his siblings and was praised by his teachers. She also said he was homeless and struggled with substance abuse and mental health issues throughout his life.
The system let him down in more ways than one. And now the very people who were supposed to protect and serve have taken his life.
The civil rights leader, Reverend Al Sharpton, gave Ruiz's eulogy. Four Madison officers are on leave while the State Department of Justice investigates the shooting. Attorneys for the Ruiz family say they plan to release an independent autopsy in the coming days. The first poll of likely voters after a chaotic primary for governor shows Democratic David Crowley with a slight lead over Republican Tom Tiffany. Rich Kramer has more.
The poll of 500 likely voters was conducted by Platform Communications, which was founded by Republican strategist Keith Jilks. It shows 48% of respondents said they would vote for Democratic Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. 44% said they'd vote for Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany. Platform CEO Brian Reisinger, who has worked for GOP campaigns in the past, says Crowley's early lead is modest and within the poll's margin of error.
Which makes sense because he's coming out of the primary victory where he's getting a little bit of a bounce. And we're seeing Tom Tiffany in a very, very tight race with Crowley because this is an evenly divided state and Tom Tiffany's been running full steam.
The poll also found Crowley had a higher favorability rating than Tiffany among all respondents. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Douglas County District Attorney will not file charges against a Superior police officer who shot and killed a man in April. Superior Police Officer Abraham Carson shot 42-year-old David Donald Decado Menton during a physical altercation outside a Superior apartment complex. Carson had been searching for another wanted individual. Investigators say Menton tried to run when the officer arrived at the apartment complex. The two struggled on the ground before the Superior cop shot him in the back of the head. A 9mm handgun was recovered next to Menton's body. Carson told state investigators he thought the man had control of the firearm and was going to kill him. Douglas County District Attorney Mark Fruhoff says the state couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt at trial that the superior officer did not act in lawful self-defense. Family and friends of Menton have protested the shooting, saying he did not deserve to die. A collectible store in Waukesha is getting attention for a rare discovery. Nearly 100 pristine copies of a decades-old game, Super Mario Bros. Duck Hunt, were found in a shipping box that dated back to 1993. The owner of the shop, One Stop Wonders, bought the box years ago from a man who stopped in the store. It sat in storage until a collector got a look inside. That collector is Jason Ganos. He says the games are special and highly valuable because they are a never-before-seen variant of a game discontinued in 1991. Ganos suspects the cartridges were shipped to the United States from Japan for warranty repairs. They may have ended up in Wisconsin to be scrapped for traces of gold before spending decades forgotten in a box.
Here we are, like this tiny little shop in this tiny little town that happens to have a new variant of this.
An online auction for the cartridges started Friday and will last through September 9th. After the break, the former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party is out with a new book. Hear from Ben Wickler about what he calls the fight to save democracy. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
Ben Wickler, the former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, believes the state can be a model for how Democrats can respond to the Trump era. He's out with a new book called This Is the Plan, offering Democrats a battle strategy for the coming years. He spoke with Wisconsin Today's Kate Archer Kent about the governor's primary and the state of the party.
So this razor-thin victory by Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, the moderate, over Representative Francesca Hong, what do you make of the primary results?
Well, the biggest thing that was crystal clear out of this primary is that there's a huge level of participation, of interest, enthusiasm from Democrats. Way more Democrats voted than Republicans in the primary. The turnout among Democrats shot up compared to 2018, which was a year, you know, Governor Evers won, and the Republican participation fell from 2018. So this looks like a Democratic wave year from all the signals we can tell.
I want to talk further, though, about figuring out the tentpoles of the Democratic Party. Who is in the Democratic camp?
Well, look at what Francesca Hong ran on when she was traveling across the state. She was very clear. She was fighting to make sure folks could get health care, that they could afford child care, that you could curb data centers where big tech is, you know, demanding these huge tax breaks to build data centers around the state. These are mainstream issues that everyone's talking about. David Crowley is very clear. You can't have data centers coming in and jacking up the costs of electricity and utilities for Wisconsinites. They actually have to pay their way if they're going to be built. He also has a very strong childcare plank. He supports expanding healthcare. He supports increasing the minimum wage. These are things that Democrats agree on. And there's, you know, lots of other stuff. There's the social media clips and old tweets and all that kind of stuff. But when you ask what motivates Democrats in this election, it's the same thing that motivates the general public in this election, which is an economic pinch and a threat to democracy itself. And Tom Tiffany is just on the wrong side of both of those things. And all the Democrats in this race are on the right side. The differences between Democrats seem biggest the night before the primary. The next day, you look at what is the thing that actually unites people and brings them together. It's these cost of living issues and this basic idea that the people should choose who has power instead of politicians grabbing power the way that Scott Walker did before in the state and the way Donald Trump is doing nationwide right now.
The Democratic Party, it did well in Wisconsin when you were the state party chair, but it didn't dominate, and Republicans maintained control of the Senate, of the Assembly. As you're well aware, voters reelected a vulnerable Ron Johnson to the U.S. Senate. Why should people listen to your plan for reviving the National Democratic Party?
Well, Wisconsin is a purple state. I think we have a beating blue heart. The kind of tradition of the progressive movement is very strong in Wisconsin, going back to fighting Bob La Follette and the founding of the Republican Party in the 19th century. But there's also very obviously a far right streak in Wisconsin history through Joe McCarthy, through robber barons and labor massacres in the 19th century, all the way through the folks like Ron Johnson and Scott Walker and Derek Van Orden today. So this is a state where no party is going to have a permanent victory. That said, Democrats have now won 17 of the last 21 statewide elections. And we've done that in part by having neighbor-to-neighbor organizing that runs on a year-round basis in every corner of the state. The Democratic Party has a real presence in the lives of communities in small towns and rural areas and big cities alike in a way that I think the whole country really has something to learn from. We face hundreds of millions of dollars in Republican spending over and over. And yet, most of the time, not every time, but more than three quarters of the time, Democrats are winning these titanic battles. And I think the lesson from that applies to the country because nationwide, just the same as in Wisconsin, we're facing the greatest concentration of wealth and power the country's ever seen in the smallest number of hands. Tech oligarchs, the folks lined up in the front row at Trump's inauguration, they're throwing everything they can into dominating the country and maintaining control. But what we also see in history is that it is possible for people power to defeat organized money. And if we throw our shoulder against the wheel across the country, I think this can be one of those dark moments before a new dawn.
You can find the full interview with Democratic organizer Ben Wickler at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. And now for a check of the forecast. Patchy fog expected early, otherwise mostly sunny and seasonal. Highs will reach in the upper 70s to low 80s statewide. And then tonight, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of scattered showers late in the northwest. Lows will drop down to the upper 50s to low 60s. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and more humid. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected in the afternoon, especially over the southern half. Highs expected in the upper 70s to low 80s. And that's all for Wisconsin Today Morning News on this Monday. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And special thanks to our producer today, Rich Kramer, who had to wake up very early to bring you this podcast. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more Wisconsin news.